This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, September 19th. God's word for you today is Daily Walk. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 17, verse 4 to 5, and it says, I am not trying to get my way in the world's way. I am trying to get your way, your word's way. I am staying on your trail. I am putting one foot in front of the other. I am not giving up. If you want to be spiritually healthy, there are seven things you need to do to experience metamorphosis in your spiritual life. There are little things that nobody sees that you need to do consistently. The first is you must love Jesus supremely, and the second thing is you must meet with him daily. Proverbs 8 verse 34 to 36 says, joyful are those who listen to me, watching for me daily at my gates, waiting for me outside my home. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But those who miss me injure themselves. Why would God want you to spend time with him every day if he does not want to spend time with you every day? God wants you to spend time with him every day because he actually wants to spend time with you every day. Yes, you. God wants to spend time with you every day. I am a student of church history, and if you check everyone that has walked with God and everyone that has a significant walk with God, they all have a daily commitment to spending time with God. When it comes to spending time with God, sometimes we shy away because we do not think we have the time. Are you kidding? I cannot pray for 5 hours like that person. The truth is, all those people that whenever you speak to them always have a way of telling you how much they pray are actually hypocrites. People who actually pray do not need to tell you. When you come into their presence, you will know they are praying people. What am I saying? I am saying your prayer and spending time with God does not have to be long. It just has to be habitual. It just has to be consistent. You can actually schedule a 5-10 minutes meeting with God daily. Only 5 minutes. Won't God be angry? Not at all. God will be happy because the truth is 5 or 10 minutes is better than 0 minutes. God will rather have you spend 5 or 10 minutes with him every day consistently than for you to keep pushing it, waiting for the day you will spend 4 hours with God. In my experience with God, you will get farther with God by spending 10 minutes every day than spending 4 hours with God in one day alone. However, the beauty of it is the more you spend 10 minutes with God, the more you actually begin to enjoy his presence. And before you know it, you have spent 30 minutes, 1 hour, but you do not start by insisting on spending 1 hour because XYZ person does it. You will frustrate yourself. Focus on consistency out of love for God, and every other thing will flow. Let us pray. Father, help me to daily seek out your word's way, staying on your trail, putting one foot in front of the other, never giving up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.